Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, week 9 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meet Spear. We have Brad in the studio, Ben out on the streets. And we're going to do some picking of NFL games. The current standings are as follows. Brad has 13-6, Ben 11-8, and I'm 8-11. Okay.
11-8 is great. 11-8 is great.
You know, we were talking last week off the air about possibly stop not picking the Niner games anymore. And I know Jimmy Garoppolo is probably not going to play this weekend, but now it's like, well, we got to see what's going to happen. So you're
right.
Kind of like hover around this 0-8 team still. So let's start with the Niners and go Cardinals at Niners. And
the last time the Niners played the Cardinals, they were in Arizona. They were in the game pretty much the entire time. I think they're actually leading for portions of that game. But they did not score an offensive touchdown, which has happened a couple times this year.
Yes.
And yet they were still one, maybe two blown coverages away from actually winning that game. Larry Fitzgerald doing Hall of Fame things in overtime, and they lost. And this Cardinal team, it no longer has Carson Palmer. The 49ers defense is missing Eric Armstead, and they're missing Solomon Thomas, which is going to hurt them. They traded Rashard Robinson, which actually I think might be addition by subtraction. He committed a lot of silly fouls.
Oh, yeah, right.
The Niners are at home. I'm having a hard time with this game because I said a number of times on this show, like, they're going to have to show me that they can actually win games before I'm going to pick them. But I'm looking at the way this goes. This is like when a team fires their head coach and they go out and rip a couple wins off in a row. There's new energy in the building. So I think the Cardinals are still probably going to win by a couple points. I think it's close. I'm really torn on this game, but I think I have to stick by my original strategy and say, I can't pick the Niners until they show me they can win.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to go against the grain here. You get fresh blood in. You get a new insurgent of energy. This is the kind of game where everyone expects the Niners to lose and they'll come out and win. They're not going to go win this year. We've already said that, and we mentioned early on in the podcast how Carson Palmer will go down. He will go down early. It just took him till this last week to go down. I think this is going to be a Niner game.
I'm actually going to go Cardinals. And here's why. Drew Stanton blew them up last time he played the 49ers. He lit them up. And I just feel like...
Was that Drew Stanton or was that John Skelton?
No, it was Drew Stanton for sure. Look it up. Do the stats.
I'll look it up.
I'm pretty sure. So anyway, I don't know. I feel like there is new energy, but I think everyone wants them to lose just so that Jimmy Garoppolo can get in.
I know. Can we just do a quick PSA for 49er fans?
Yeah.
You wanted to get rid of Hoyer, who didn't turn the ball over a lot, and he got the ball out.
Yeah.
So we wanted to see what Beathard could do, and Beathard is worse.
Yeah.
So let's not rush the issue anymore, 49er fans. Just be patient. The process is working, right? Just, they've moved assets that they've had to get big pieces in. They're going to continue to do that. Stop worrying about this year. Go and enjoy the young pieces and watch them grow. Stop calling for everybody's head. Just enough.
All right, Raiders at Dolphins. Ben, you want to go?
I think the Raiders are going to come back, and this is another Jekyll and Hyde performance where we don't know what the Raiders are going to do week in and week out. They're going to hit this one, then they got a bye week to look forward to. They're going to win. It's going to be an ugly win, but they're going to win. They're going to beat them out in the trenches and show that they have a glimmer of hope to their fans.
That Raider defense is not good. I thought that they were going to be in trouble against the J-Train, and then the J-Train got traded. Woohoo!
That's right.
Which is a big deal against a Raider defense that is kind of in the bottom third of the pack in all statistical categories. They're getting Jay Cutler back in Miami. Adam Gase is probably going to get a little bit creative because they don't have much of a running game now. What can they do? This is a Dolphin team that just got blown out by 40 points by a terrible Baltimore team. If the Raiders can't control the football, if their offense is getting on track, they might be in trouble because I think Cutler can actually dice them up a little bit. But here's my prediction. I think the Raiders win. I think the Raider running game comes back strong. I think Marshawn Lynch comes back, runs with a little bit of a purpose.
I think we're all in agreement that the Raiders are going to beat the Dolphins. I'm picking the Raiders, too. All right, wild cards.
I'm going to go with Broncos and Eagles. This game has you heard of this year first. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, and the Eagles have a strong chance to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's how much of a believer I am in there. They're playing unbelievable right now, and I think you are going to go against the number one defense in football. However, you're playing in Philly. The crowd noise is going to be crazy. Keep in mind, this is the same crowd that threw batteries at Santa Claus, right?
That's right.
So they're tough there is what I'm getting at. This is going to be a really good game. I think Wentz is going to, you know, have some missteps, but ultimately he is going to do a fourth-quarter drive and win this game out.
I'm going Tampa, New Orleans. New Orleans is a team that intrigues me on many, many levels because I thought this was the year that they didn't have a lot of weapons outside. What was the Adrian Peterson experiment? Is Mark Ingram still the guy? What are they going to do offensively? You know, Sean Payton is even going to be around. Do they have anybody that plays defense? I don't know. And then they've gone out and they've run off a bunch of wins in a row and played really well defensively. And they figured out a way to use Mark Ingram. Michael Thomas on the outside is the real deal. And Drew Brees is just being all Drew Breesy. Right. Tampa, on the other hand, there was a lot of high expectations for them. Jameis Winston, they were on Hard Knocks. Everybody really thought that they were going to turn into something. They added DeSean Jackson. And then they haven't really done much. I think this is like desperation time for Tampa. I think that they brought in Dirk Cutter to be able to take advantage of his relationship with Jameis Winston. If they lose this game, I think they're going to make a change at head coach before Thanksgiving. That's what I think.
Wow.
With that being said, New Orleans seems to be playing really consistently right now. I'm going New Orleans. It's a big win for them.
Wow. Yeah, my wild card is the Redskins and the Seahawks. I'm going to go Seahawks over Redskins. So you can check out these picks and others on our website. It's 977theriver.com, and their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on Google Play, iTunes. They're on Facebook and Twitter as well. We'll be on the way coming up here with Beer 30 on the River.